This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and welcome to a new work week. I hope you're excited about heading into this week and all that God has in store for you. You know, one of the most foundational things that we need to understand about walking with God in our lives is that it's a relationship. Really, not just doing what you know is right and trying to summon up the willpower for that, but loving God and letting doing what's right flow from what you know would bring pleasure to Him and be pleasing to Him. So your relationship with God is really at the heart of loving God and living for Him. And at the heart of relationship is one thing, and that is trust. Isn't that right? Trust is a foundation for every relationship. When you meet someone new and you begin to get to know them, you are looking for whether you can trust them. And if you trust someone, you open up to them a little bit more. You become a little more vulnerable. You can talk at a deeper level and your relationship progresses. Trusting someone is at the heart of relationships. And no wonder God, throughout the Bible, makes this issue of trusting Him right at the front and center of everything He talks about. Do you know that the most quoted verse from the Old Testament in the New Testament is the verse that says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness." This is the heart of everything. Trusting, believing, having faith in God as a person. Not just faith in a set of beliefs, but faith in a person that you trust. The Bible says, "The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." You know, with the way relationships and marriages and families have so much brokenness in them these days, people are fearful of trusting someone, fearful that if they trust someone, that person will break their trust. And that fear has extended to our relationship with God as well. Too many people in our lives are just full of ambition and greed and looking out for number one. And so we wonder, can we really trust God? But very differently from these people, God has given us good reason to trust Him. We can safely put our faith and confidence in God, knowing that we will never be disappointed. He is God. There's no limitations in Him, no flaws, no weaknesses. His judgment is perfect, and He knows us perfectly. He's never going to be surprised by what's in your life. He loves you already, knowing all those things about you, and His love is perfect. You can count on one thing in your life. God loves you, and He cares for you, and He wants to be involved in your life. And the more you open up to Him and honor Him with your life, you will find Him actively working out of His love for you. Your trust in Him will not be disappointed. God is trustworthy. Put your faith in Him today. Start trusting Him with your life. Even if you're a bit hesitant, begin obeying God and trusting what He says, even when it's not easy, and you will find He's trustworthy. As the Bible says, "Taste and see that the Lord, He is good." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.